you know, I mean, you learn new skills. Let's look at the bright side. You learn new skills when you're locked in your house for weeks at a time. For example, yesterday, I learned a tie-dye. No, for real. You know, I've learned to bake. I've learned to tie-dye. You know, home-cooked meals have never been better. So you learned everything. And I'm going to share with you something else that I said yesterday, but I believe this is true, and I've talked to other people about this. Ivy and I went for a bike ride on Sunday morning. Beautiful. It was sun shining and, I don't know, mid to high 50s. It was great. And we saw more people out walking around, talking, walking the dog, pushing the strollers, on their bikes. And they're all super friendly. Now think about this. Before this whole pandemic hit, people were on their couch in their backyard, keeping to themselves, relatively grumpy. And now that you're told you have to stay at home, hey, look at the great outdoors. Here we are. Hey, how's everybody doing? How you doing? You got to, you know, have a beer, wave to your neighbors, meet your kids, run your dogs, get on your bike. Everybody's outside. When you had the ability to be outside and move freely and no concerns, man, nobody was outside. And now everybody seems to be enjoying, which I think is a good thing. Chance to meet your neighbors. I think we learn a lot from this. I think we move forward from this. And I think at the end of all of this, and the end will come, I pray that we stay connected to one another the way we are now. I pray that we stay connected and we spend more time with our kids fishing or hiking or being in the woods and not, you know, sitting on our couch staring at machines. Maybe we find a human connection out of all of this. Maybe that's one of the bright sides. We find this human connection out of all of this, and it makes us better for it. Just my little bit of hopefulness, I guess. My little bit of hopefulness. By the way, back to some more serious parts. It's serious conversation. Dr. Deborah Birx weighing in Monday as to why we need to remain in our homes for another month, maybe longer. Like I told you, in Virginia, the stay-at-home order has been extended by the governor there through the middle of June. Maybe needed in other places as well. We need hot, humid weather potentially. We also need these tests to catch up, the treatments to catch up, all of it. But Dr. Deborah Birx weighing in Monday and why we need to remain in our homes for another month, at least before we get the green light. Here's what she had to say. Bite 10, by the way.
I just want to thank the data team that's working day and night to get, I mean, I usually get my data about 2 a.m. from them, and they assimilate all the data from all the states. And when you look at all of the states together, all of them are moving in exactly the same curves. And so that's why we really believe this needs to be federal guidance, so that every state understands that it may look like two cases today that become 20, that become 200, that become 2,000. And that's what we're trying to prevent. And I think states still have that opportunity, but they're going to have to do all of these recommended. I mean, these recommendations are recommendations that the globe is using. And so we really do recommend that every governor.
All right, and so that's what they're doing for another month. Jumping on with me now is Liz Peek for a couple of minutes to see how things are with Liz Peek, one of our favorites from Fox News. Liz, how are you?
I'm terrific, thank you. And you?
We're doing well. You know, like I said, we're learning new things. We've tie-dyed and baked and cooked at home and met the kids. All kind of fun. I mean, there are positive sides to this, right?
Indeed, our lives are simpler, and in some ways that's not so terrible. People are sort of going back to basics, but, you know, let's hope this doesn't go on indefinitely. Obviously, I'm hopeful that by June, perhaps mid-May, we can get to the point that the president was hopeful of achieving even earlier, and that the economy can start to open up a bit, and I think that's possible. I am eternally optimistic, as the president is, by the way, and that's something that Democrats absolutely hate about him.
Yeah.
But we need to get normalcy returned here, or else our economic problems are just going to be vast.
Absolutely. I want to ask you about just one thing. We only have a couple of minutes here, and I want to ask you one thing, and that is about Mike Lindell, my pillow guy, right?
Yeah.
Goes out, he converts his manufacturing to make masks, and he gets eviscerated on social media. He gets attacked. I'm like, wow. Here's a guy that's converted his entire business to make masks to help out those on the front lines, and these idiots sitting at their keyboards attack the guy.
Yeah, I mean, the level of hatred directed at the president and anyone who says anything nice about the president is almost unimaginable. They attacked, after all, Dr. Deborah Bricks last week, if you remember, because she said that Trump was actually paying attention to the numbers. How could you even doubt that when the president is 24/7 attentive to everything going on in fighting this coronavirus? I mean, I am very dispirited at the level of discord, which is a polite way of saying it, in our political body right now. Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying that Trump is killing people by not being ready. Well, let's wind the clock back to when this thing began to emerge. What was Trump doing? He was fending off an impeachment effort led by Nancy Pelosi that was completely bogus, unpopular, politically devastating for Democrats. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are frantic. They have no idea what to do to combat this president. Everything they've tried has turned out sour, and now they have this miserable economy, this shutdown economy, that which actually they hoped for. Some of them actually voiced optimism that the economy would go into a downturn, and even that hasn't worked.
Nope. Donald Trump's numbers go up. Liz Peake, next time we'll have you a little bit longer. Got to leave it right there. Greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much. There you have it. Liz Peake, everybody. Quick break on the Steve Rivers Show. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.